Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to episode number 87 in the book of Revelation. Today is the light of heaven. We're almost to chapter 22, the last chapter in the New Testament. Here we go. This is Revelation chapter 21, last paragraph of 21, and starting in verse 22. And John is in heaven and describing what he sees. You're going to see this someday if you're a believer. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine in it, for the glory of God gives it light. And its lamp is the Lamb. And by its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. And its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So this place is a city without churches. Churches are kind of like connecting points with God, and there's going to be no moments at this city where we're not going to be in his presence, that we're not going to be connected, that we're not going to be in fellowship. So kind of the purpose of a church, you know, to get us to God, the purpose is already achieved. So there's no buildings to do the work of the church and be his representatives on the planet. And you don't have to travel or go any distance, go to worship, because the Lord is there. And he's there without artificial light. There's no celestial light. There's no need of any extra shine. So there's no need for the sun. There's no need for the moon. I don't know if you've ever seen an eclipse, but it's a great event. I recommend them. It's a time when there's no sun, and it's really disturbing and upending. It's a totally unique celestial moment on Earth, because it's just a few minutes of your whole life that you see this. And it's in heaven here, we see this permanent and glorious change in the way that we get light. So if you thought your eclipse was a big deal, this is going to be a big deal forever. And you've heard stories of people that have kind of glimpsed at this. Paul on the road to Damascus, or Moses glowing from his time with the presence of God on Mount Sinai, or the Transfiguration. We're going to have that forever. Now, there's going to be no night. And I think the reason for that is we've already learned what the source of the light is, which is God himself. And God isn't going anywhere. So the place of the place is home. Heaven is a place for God as well. We get not stuck on. We enjoy this thought that in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. Well, here's the great thought, is he's prepared a place for you. He's also prepared a place for himself. So there's no night, no, because of the, not just because of the location of the sun or the moon, but because of the location of God himself. So him being there full time is the reason that there's no night. All right, we are going to be lit by the glory of God. So glory is the display of the character and characteristics of God. And the closer you get to it, the brighter it shines. So God's glory is the energy source for all this. Now we hear that the nations will walk there in the light. So God cares about nations. He's going to care about them in the future. He's already cared about them in the past. These are representatives of these unique and pursued and loved people groups. Why is that? Well, God has always cared about various nations, whether it be Egypt or Tanzania or Kenya or Luxembourg or Mexico. And so there's going to be this uniqueness. But the real point is you get to be part of this unity of believers. So God used one nation, Israel, to help the other nations come into the kingdom for this purpose, that we could all be unified under this great big banner of the Lord. So in a sense, everybody is adopted into this family, first the Jews and then the Gentiles. God cares about the nations. He cares about the nation's kings, that is their representatives. The kings are accountable and redeemed individuals. They're also representatives of the nations that they lead. And if there's any earthly glory, it's brought into this heavenly place. And people do bring some glory into heaven. So the glory and the honor of the nations are brought into this place. So here's a couple that I just thought of. So every miracle of belief is a glory of people, if you will, to the Lord. Every salvation story, every evangelism story, every situation of the hard parts of Christianity, the yielding and the faithfulness, every reliance on the Holy Spirit to deliver one of the fruits of the Spirit, every sacrificial act of service when you retired, maybe all the creative energy that reflects and resembles God's creativity. We see here all the people that God has cared about. So this is the apple of his eyes. His care is the real story, and we bring a little minor parts of the story. It's like being at a funeral where a person has represented their life well before the Lord and has a glory to their life. And you get in the car and you say, man, that person lived a good life. But I sure am glad the Lord saved him. I sure am glad the Lord did the heavy lifting. All right, there's 12 big pearly gates, but they're never shut. So there's no more enemies outside the walls. Why? Because the enemies are in the lake of fire. Satan, the beast, the false prophet, and persistent unbelievers. So there's no bad guys outside this kingdom. So the security where it's a place of security where believers have rest from their labors. Remember in chapter 14, verse 13, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them. So there's no bad guys on the outside. There's also no bad guys on the inside. There's no one unclean, no unclean thing. There's nothing detestable. There's no sin. There's no veering from God's will. No falsehood, no untruths, because everybody there is in the Lamb's Book of Life, and everyone is associated with the Lamb. So only the holy, which is to say only those made holy, only the worthy, which is to say only those made worthy, only the saved, that is the previous enemies of God, no one is there who wasn't first a positional enemy of God that God has put, God has saved, God has rescued, he has done the heavy lifting and written their name in the Book of Life. So we get to go be with God permanently, physically, and enjoying the pleasantness of his personhood. It's a place of the light of his presence and the intimacy of his proximity. And it's a place of non-detestability. In other words, it's a great neighborhood amidst the people of God that God has made great. I'll see you there.